Blog Talk Radio.
Burning up with that fire, gospel, Holy Spirit burning deep down inside of our sanctified soul. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it burning, Lord Jesus? That is the resurrection power that burned in our Lord Jesus the third day in the tomb when he got up. Praise the Lord. And I got to give a shout out and praise God for all of his resurrection power in our lives. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah. Yes, he is our Savior. is Jesus the Christ, the one and only, I might add, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light in this lost and dark and dying world that we're living in. Praise the Lord, all of you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring God glory and to uplift you in your spirit and play some of the most soul-inspiring, God-anointed music ever made and that has ever been played. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. God is not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. Doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. Doesn't matter your educational level. All God is looking for is for a humble heart to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Goes right there. We will be embracing for our spiritual renewal and uplift from the book of Romans, the 11th chapter, 33rd through the 36th verse, where we hear the Apostle Paul speaking about our all-knowing God, how that his vast, great, and unlimited knowledge cannot be obtained, contained, or retained apart from his holy invitation and impartation. Due to God's knowledge being as infinite as his very existence is, we are so blessed to have this very intimate relationship with our Creator God, to receive his knowledge that he longs to provide. It's through the knowledge of God, beloved, that we grow and represent him to do great and godly things in his name. Amen. We will be considering for our spiritual renewal and uplift, who knew? Amen. The vast knowledge of God, there's no way that we could reach the depths of God's knowledge. And I believe that's one of the reasons he gives us eternity. Because it's going to take forever and ever and ever and ever and a day and then some to be able to touch the unlimited knowledge of our God. So who knew? Amen. Bless God, because we're blessed. Because guess what? You and I know. Because we have Holy Spirit God imparted spiritual wisdom, insight, and knowledge that those that don't know God cannot receive, because they have convinced themselves they don't need the experiential knowledge of God Almighty. Amen. Listen, you're in tune to this Fire Gospel Experience, and we are in the process of honoring our God, uplifting our God. Our special guests are on the way, so what I want you to do right now is I want you to just call friend, call a family member, and let them know that Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio to uplift our God, to give him praise and glory, because he's done wonderful, great, mighty, awesome things in my life. And I refuse to let days, minutes, hours go by without giving the opportunity to acknowledge God for being great, mighty, and wonderful. So thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, overseeing this ministry, and lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord, have your way.
the goodness of the Lord keeps me strong. He solves all my problems, big or small. When praises go up, blessings come down. If he's been good to you, help me sing this song.
You ought to praise him.
Praise him.
You ought to praise him.
No matter what they say,
praise him,
praise him,
praise him,
praise him, praise him. Your grace and mercy keep me bound. I once was lost, but now
are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Come my way. remind you that the favor of the Lord is with you.
Oh, favor, yeah.
You can't beat it. You can't imitate it. You can't buy it. You can't hustle up on it. It's the favor. It's God's love and grace and mercy in action over our lives. Amen. You don't have to hate nobody for it, because if you do what thus says the Lord, seek ye first his kingdom and keep God's agendas first and foremost in your life, guess what? You'll find out that God has so much more favor for you, you, and you too. Amen. It goes right there. Sounds of man of God, Anthony Ponder, and Ministry Desire, letting us know about that favor. Yes, Lord, I'll take a double dose. And we started this fire gospel experience off with new music from woman of God, Margie Heath, letting us know that the first thing we need to do is praise him. Thank you, woman of God, Margie Heath. Keep doing what you're doing. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And we are going to be discussing who knew in this episode of our life, in this Christian walk, in our spiritual journey, from Romans, the 11th chapter, 33rd through 36th verse. So you still got time to get your Bible. I don't want y'all to think I'm just reading stuff, making it up. I'm living and ministering this fire gospel experience under the auspices of Holy Spirit God himself. I wait until he moves. I'm so grateful to have our being and allowing God to move in our lives so that we don't have to try to predict nothing. We can just wait on the Lord, and he'll come in right on time. Here's man of God, Marquise Williams. He's going to take us to a place of praise, because I promise you, yes, he did it. And guess what? If he did it for me, he'll do it for you too.
He did it. Yes, he did it. Yes, he did it. Yes, he did it. Did it for me. Listen, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, just one touch from the master. Yeah. For me, yes, he did, y'all. Just like Daniel,
in the lion's den, God made the lion be his friend. Stayed in there with him all night, but my God made everything alright. Oh, anybody glad that he keeps on making ways? Making ways out of no way. Oh, 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 yes, he did it for me. Oh, 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 yes, he did for me, for me, for me. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown in the fiery furnace a long time ago. King said, I put in three, now I see another one. Looks just like God the Son. Oh, he made everything all right. Yes, he did. You might be in a fiery furnace right now. I gotta go. I say all of this just to say my God is able to make a way. Oh, did it for them way back then. I know God can do it. Glad he keeps on doing great things, doing great things for me. Oh, can I tell you what he did? Listen, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. They hung him high, they stretched him wide, he hung his head for me, he died. That's not how the story ends. In 3 days he rose again. Thank you.
just so eternally glad, so eternally grateful for what God has done for me. And guess what? He just keeps on doing great things. Sounds of man of God, Reverend Marquise Williams, on this Fire Gospel Experience, letting you know, yes, he did it. We're not going to give credit to no one and nothing else. I wasn't just lucky. It wasn't serendipity. It wasn't circumstance. It was the mighty move and the hand of God on our lives. And he blessed us so. Amen. Thank you, man of God. You took us right there to a place of praise where we needed to be. And now I can introduce this awesome woman of God that is here right now. She's here right now to bless us. I'm talking about a spirit-filled, soul-filled woman of God that has such a sweet spirit of praise. You can hear it in her song. You can hear it in her music. I mean to tell you, she is phenomenal in what she does. And we are excited. We are so privileged to have this woman of God here with us, because I promise you, you are about to be blessed in some very, very, very tremendous ways. This woman of God, she is phenomenal. She is global. She is worldwide. She is Eastern Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere. She has done it all. She currently is living in Bowie, Maryland, and she has new music that we are certainly proud to incorporate and promote and endorse on this Fire Gospel Experience. Originally from Doula, Cameroon, woman of God, my special guest is here, and she is here with praise in her heart. She is here with nothing but songs of deliverance in her spirit and in her mind. So without any further ado, this woman of God is here to bless us with her song, with her testimony, and with her beautiful presence. None other than gospel artist extreme, supreme woman of God, Amor Wonder, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Praise the Lord, woman of God, Amor Wonder. Thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm humbled.
Amen.
I'm truly humbled, truly blessed to be here.
I know. It's hard sometimes to hear people discussing and introducing us about the things we do, because we don't just wear our accomplishments in Jesus as a badge of pride. Yes, we're proud to be servants of the Most High God, but when we hear someone else sharing about who we are, what we've done, it makes us blush. But you know what? We all need to be appreciated, woman of God. We all need to be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. So everything that you've accomplished up to this day, you are certainly worthy of any accolades that come your way. We are excited and happy to have you here. You are a worldwide gospel artist. That's why it's such a privilege to have you here with this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry, woman of God. So why don't you share with us your humble beginnings, when you were living your life and whatever your life situation was, you made a decision on your own accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why don't we start your story from there? Tell us your beginnings, woman of God, Amor Wonder.
Yeah, thanks again, and I'm just going to give God all the glory, all the honor. I give him all the praise for everything, for all that he has done for bringing me this far. I just want to give him all the glory and all the praise.
Hallelujah.
And thanks again, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Thanks again for having me here. Looking at my story. As God would have it, I would say I was blessed to be born into a family that loved God, that feared God. And but I would say we were more religious people. Was more of a religion. There wasn't that relationship, you know. We would go to church every Sunday, religiously follow all the Christian calendar, Lent, Christmas, Easter, you know, do all the religious things. But there wasn't really that relationship. So I would say throughout my childhood and growing up as a teenager, the God factor was always there. you know, but the relationship part wasn't there. We knew there was God, okay. But yeah, it was more of religion. So the very first person to encounter this relationship thing with God was my mom. So even when she shares with me, she shared with me back then, and even when she tells her story now, I bring up her name because she has played an important role in my life, in my Christian life, and walk with God, and she still does. So my mom would say, we would go to, we used to go to the Roman Catholic Church then. She would say she would go to church. We would do all those things, but she would still feel this void in her heart. She would still feel like something is lacking in spite of, you know, going to church, listening to the sermon. Okay. She always felt something, there was more, you know, there was more to this than just going to church, you know, obeying all these rules. And, you know, she just felt there was something more. So I believe, I just believe that when God has destined you to really serve him, he would always make a way. So as God would have it, my mom, she had an encounter with God, and she became born again. She became born again Christian, spirit-filled, speaking in tongues. So she, I was blessed to have her in my life, so she led me in that way. She led me through, so from a very tender age, in my early teens, I would go to church with her. I started singing with little groups in church, you know. So at that point, but I wouldn't say I was at that level of a relationship with God. At that point, I would still say I was doing it out of respect for a parent who told me, let's do this, you know. I hadn't had an encounter. Yeah. So fast forward, university days, back in school, college school days. So I got to a point where it was more like just obeying my parents. Or just obeying my parents, go to church. Okay, I would go to church. It's true, I kind of felt, there were times when I felt God's presence. There were times when I felt, you know, but I hadn't had that encounter with God. And after some time, truth be told, I stopped going to church. I was, you know, I just stopped going to church. I would pray sometimes, you know, but I wasn't, I didn't have that encounter with Jesus yet.
But
throughout my life as a teenager, as a young girl, I used to sing. I would write some stuff, and I noticed melodies would just flow, you know. I could write down songs, write down stories, and then I'll be able to sing them, you know. And even at school and in church, whenever I sang, people were blessed, you know. People noticed I had a beautiful voice, a sweet voice, and people always loved to hear me sing. Yeah, but after a while, I just discovered that I believe it was the Holy Spirit. It was God's Spirit, like, ministering to my spirit. You need to do, this is a gift I've given you. You need to do this for me, for my glory. You need to, in as much as people love to hear you sing, they love the sweet melodies, there is more, you know, there is more than just singing. And just singing in your youth, in your school singing group, or singing in your shower, or, you know, singing at home. There is more to this.
That's amazing.
You know? So this hunger just kept growing. This hunger just kept growing. And after, I would say, was that in 2014. I must say, before that, I had, like, really backslided. I stopped going to church. You know, I wasn't into the things of God anymore. It's not like I was doing anything, you know, bad in the world, but I just felt disconnected. I felt disconnected even from the little connection I had had because of certain personal things happening in my life. And I would mention it here because I believe it's going to encourage someone. So there is my dad, who became a very strong believer during his course. So he died. He died when I was in my first year of college. That is one of the things that impacted my life to date. So back then, I looked at it as, to me, I had questions, you know, I couldn't get answers to. So to me, I was like, God shouldn't let my dad die. So I would say here, I was mad at God. I was mad at God.
Understand.
Like,
I
was really mad because I didn't. My heart was broken. Yeah. So So that's one of the circumstances in my life that took me from the little height I had attained spiritually. It just watered it down. You know, it just took me off the track. Yeah. So, but in all of that, I believe when God has destined you, until you come back to where he wants you to be, you would never know peace.
Amen.
So in all of that time, throughout all of that period in my life, it was like I was going in circles, you know. I wasn't at peace. It was like something is lacking. Something is missing, you know. There's something I need to be doing. Yeah. So fast forward 2014 to 2015. That's when I got orchestrated it all, and I can say I came back to him. The encounter I had was even stronger than I had ever had, and he made it clear, like, this is what I want you to do. And as he would have he put in place the helpers, you know, he put in place, like, everything.
Amen.
Everybody was just pointing me to that direction. Like, I just believe God's time, when it's his time, nothing is going to stop it. He's going to orchestrate everything. Everything.
Amen.
Like, I found myself in a wrong relationship. He took me out of there because I couldn't get out of there myself. He orchestrated everything, took me out of it by his power, you know, put me on the track he wanted me to follow, brought up the helpers I needed to start off my singing ministry, to start off my music recording, because on my own, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I didn't know what
to
do, you know?
And
as he would have it, the helpers turned out to be my own family members, you know. My own family members. Yeah, those other people he just put right there. Like, they had seen the gift in me. But all those years, they had never said, we want to sponsor this, you know. But at that right time, they just came up with it, you know, and just ran with the vision. I tell you,
Amen.
They just picked up the vision.
Beautiful.
And, you know, and just ran with it. And till date, I must say, they're still the backbone, my family. And I must mention his name. That's my brother, Miles Ibot, and his wife. They are the backbone. So I
Amen.
Believe in God's time, he would put everything in place. He would put everything in place.
Yeah,
would.
I certainly believe that.
Yeah.
I certainly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Woman of God, that is tremendous. That is tremendous. But I, right now, I really, really want the people of God to appreciate your beautiful gift and talent. I have some of your beautiful music, and I know you have a new project out. We're going to be playing that. But right now, let's just let the people be blessed by you having shared your testimony. I believe I hear it in the song that you entitled with all that I am, with all that you've been through, you realize that God was still with you even at the most difficult times in your life. So what you've done is you have decided to give all that you are as an offering unto our God. That is just beautiful. My God, my God. I promise you, woman of God, you have just floored us. You poured out your heart and your soul with All That I Am. Beautiful, beautiful song. Can you share with us the inspiration of your songs? Are you a songwriter? Do you contribute to the writings of your songs?
Yeah, I write. I write all my songs.
Beautiful. Lord have mercy. And where does the inspiration come? In a moment of meditation? Or are you just out and about and then all of a sudden you hear a word or you hear a melody and then before you know it, you're writing another song? How does that process happen for you?
Wow. I get this question sometimes and for me, there's really, like, no pattern, like, no particular, you know. Sometimes, as funny as it may seem, I've had, like, a good number of songs, like, the melody just coming to me and the words, you know, when I'm doing dishes in the kitchen. Like,
okay,
I don't know. Yeah, I always laugh about this. I always laugh about this, and I say I'm asking God, I'm praying Him, let Him show me the connection between me being in the kitchen and Him giving me these songs at that particular time. You know, because I've composed some wonderful songs when I'm in the kitchen.
I believe.
I wasn't praying. I wasn't reading my Bible.
I know, woman of God, sometimes. Sometimes I will be out cutting grass, mowing my lawn, trimming the bushes, or painting, and then I'll hear inspiration and word from God. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sometimes it happens when I'm praying. You know, like the other day, I had this huge burden in my heart. And I was praying and. It just turned into a song, you know. I just started singing what I was feeling, what I was trying to express to God. The melody just kept flowing with the words, which were, I was speaking the words, and it just started flowing in a song, you know, in a worship song to God, you know.
Yes.
So it just happens in different ways. But it mostly happens when I'm just by myself. So I could be doing anything. That moment when I'm by myself, and sometimes I could be singing another song. And as God would have it, I believe if we allow His word to dwell in us, like you taking His word as much as you can, just have that hunger for His word. I don't need to be like, because I like my songs to be backed by scripture, you know. That's what is gonna stand. That's what will stand the test of time. That's what is gonna bless people, you know. I might be trying to tell my story of anything I went through. I might be trying to share my heart, but the basis, the foundation should be God's word. So I believe that
Absolutely.
If we just allow His word, if we allow His word to take over our lives, you might not need to be reading your Bible for you to write a song from scripture. The song with All That I Am is based on scripture. I wasn't reading my Bible when I had the song, but I had so much grown with this psalm. Like my dad, I can remember my dad reading this psalm over and over. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Okay.
So that's one of the scriptures from where the song comes from.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like reading my Bible, but this word was in me, you know.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't have to be reading because it was already in your spirit. So it was still the word of God. It was just in you. It wasn't on the written text. It was written on your heart.
Yeah. On your heart. Exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. And I was trying to, like, you know, put out this expression also in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. The scripture says, I'll quote the B part. It says, for thou created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and they were created. So whatever I'm doing on earth is to give him pleasure, is to give him glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Absolutely. Amen. That is so true, woman of God. I appreciate your love for Jesus. Can you just share with us a little bit about what life is like in the beautiful country of Cameroon?
Cameroon is a beautiful country. So Cameroon is, it consists of two main parts. Like, we speak French and English. There is an English part and a French-speaking part. So the English part, they are minority. I come from the English part. But I mostly grew up in the French part, so I speak French and English.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I thank God for that. And I must also share that my mom is not from Cameroon. She's from another African country, Equatorial Guinea.
Okay.
And they speak Spanish. So that's where I have the name Amor from, which means love in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I was curious about, I'm glad you answered that because I was curious about how you came to the name Amor Wonder. And actually, when God recreates us and when we're born again, we all become a wonder.
Uh-huh.
We become a wonder even to God because he's looking at us as the masterpiece that he is creating in us to be an imitation of his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're being remade into the image of our Savior one day at a time, one decision at a time. So it is a wonder, but also too, woman of God, it's a wonder to the world because they look at us and we're so peculiar, we're so strange. They don't understand why we're so committed to our faith and to our belief, but they don't understand that this belief is not just something that we have in our head. We have Almighty God that lives inside of us, and he changes us from the inside out. And that is something that is difficult to even put in words, so we just show them by the life that we live. We love our enemies. We pray for those that would spitefully use us. We are peacemakers. We are lovers and not haters. We are the ones that are appointed by God to be lights in this world. And we wouldn't exchange that for all the gold, all the tea in China, and all the sand on the beautiful beaches of Cameroon. We wouldn't trade none of that. Amen. So, woman of God.
Yeah, Cameroon. Cameroon is a beautiful country. I especially love the food. The food is amazing.
Okay.
We have all these varieties because we have so many different ethnic tribes, over 200. And each tribe has its own dish.
Okay. Well, listen.
But
let me
just say this.
Go ahead.
Since you asked, sorry for cutting you. Since you asked about Cameroon, I would just like us to keep the nation lifted up in prayer because there's been a lot of unrest going on there for like 3 years now.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will certainly keep the beautiful country of Cameroon in our prayers. Woman of God, I just thank you for your time to spend with us. I want you to know as you continue to create the beautiful praise and worship music to our God that you do, I will certainly provide you with a platform to play your music and certainly have you come back to join us whenever you like. You have an open invitation to come back and be with us on this fire gospel experience.
Thank you so much. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
Amen. Listen, we have more of your music upcoming, woman of God. So I just want to just pray God will continue to bless you and use you and open more doors of opportunity so that your ministry can flourish even more than it already is. I pray God will give you sweet peace and rest and joy for all of your days, woman of God. You're doing a tremendous job.
Amen.
And if I happen to be passing through Bowie, Maryland, I'm going to ask you to cook some of those wonderful dishes that they have down there Cameroon so that I can enjoy it. Amen.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you, man of God.
We appreciate you so much. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus, and I promise you your life will be abundantly blessed, woman of God. My dear friend, my sister in Christ, Amor Wonder, beautiful songbird for Jesus was on this fire gospel experience. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Listen. I just want your listeners to know that, you know, when we come on this broadcast live, I know, we make it look so easy, so professional, so fluid. But before the broadcast, I'm telling you, the devil was attacking this platform in so many different ways with connections and interruptions and all kind of things going on. And see, I was having no problem in the studio all week long. And I told my special guest woman of God, Amore Wonder, I said, you know what? Your testimony has got to be profound and it's got to be powerful. And it was. She blessed us in such a sweet spiritual way. And I'm here to tell you all that, you know, I have music that I have waiting to still be processed so that we can be blessed by her ministry. And I prayed, we prayed, and I said, dear Father God, send an angel to dissolve this attack from the enemy. Amen, because that's all it was. And so, listen, we do have more of her music coming up. We're going to continue to pray that the Lord would just open up the door and move the enemy out the way so that we can give God his just due praise, his honor, and his glory. This is Spiritual Warfare. If you don't know, I make it a point to tell y'all with every broadcast, stand your ground. Stay in the Word of God. Meditate on it. Pray about it. And then after you meditate and pray about it, make it a part of your life. Digest it like the prophet Jeremiah was told to do. Eat it, consume it, so that the Word of God will become a part of your intros, that it will become a part of your very soul, so that when people see you, they can read your life just as if they're reading scriptures, because you have become a walking, talking, living, breathing embodiment of the Word of God. And the enemy sees that, and he's going to attack you. He's going to strategically try to strip you and fill your life with chaos, with difficulties, with tests and trials to break you down from this wonderful calling that each one of us have to live for God and God alone. So while I'm interceding in prayer for you, you, and you too, God is fixing things so that we can stand fast and boldly and declare Jesus Christ as the Savior for this lost and dying world. And if you don't believe me, here's Woman of God, Von Seal Belcher, sending me new music. Thank you, Woman of God, Lady Von Seal Belcher, because I promise you, I don't care how severe the attack is, I don't care how the battle gets, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
No weapon that formed against me shall prosper. Oh, no. No weapon that formed against me shall not prosper. This I know, it may come to steal my joy.
He's a deliverer. That's what he does. Amen, woman of God. Thank you so much, Von Seal. Lady Von Seal Belcher, no weapon against you shall prosper. You need to know that. Amen. Listen, I let the woman of God almost get away without sharing her information for all of you concert, gospel concert promoters that are listening to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, as well as ministers and pastors that are scheduling revivals and conferences and Women's Day events that are looking for somebody that's just as awesome as this woman of God, talking about a more wonder, as well as all of her social media contacts, so that my listeners, I'm talking to you, I know y'all are wondering, hey, Brother Ryan, you didn't let us know where we could follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Well, she's back, and she's also going to share with you where you can download her music. So thank you, woman of God, a more wonderful coming back. Please share with us your contact information for booking, because I know you have to be a phenomenal woman of God when you're on stage, on the platform, where you can give praise to God and we can praise God with you, as well as all of your social media contacts, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and where your music can be downloaded.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me again. Social media, pretty much I go by the name Amor Wonder, so be it Facebook, Instagram, it's all Amor Wonder, on Twitter as well. And but you can have all the necessary links and even download my music on my website. It's www.amorwonder.com. I'll say it again, it's www.amorwonder.com. And so on there you can have everything, my music, you can have the contact information for bookings, for anything you need, you can find it on my website.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God.
Yeah, and my music plays on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon, and all the platforms.
Amen. Well, I'm going to pray that the Lord God will exorcise these demons up out of the studio so that I can go ahead and finish uploading and downloading your music so that we can enjoy it right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you so much, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. We look forward to all of your future success. Let us collaborate with you so that we can just help you lift up the beautiful name of Jesus in your beautiful ministry. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you so much.
Woman of God, a more wonder on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen, amen, amen. And if you want to be a special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience, I would love to have you. You don't have to have a big name, big title. You don't have to have big money budget to send me. We do accept donations of any choice that you would like to financially support this ministry. But if you don't, look, it's all about Jesus. We want to honor God with our very lives, and I would love to have you be a special guest. I'm on Facebook, Ryan E. Jefferson. Or you can just go ahead and send me an email at ronaldjefferson1@aol.com for all of you gospel artists that are looking for a platform. Send me that MP3 music to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Thank you all you promoters and managers that are continuously blessing this ministry with your anointed gospel artist new music. I promise you I will continue to play it, because y'all make me look so good with all of this anointed gospel music. And here's more of it. I could just play it all day long. Here's David and Tiffany Spencer. He is and she is singing the prayer that our Lord Jesus prayed in, I believe it's the 17th chapter of John, when he said, Lord, I don't take them out of the world. I just pray that you be with them, and I pray that you make them one as we are one. And that is the title of this beautiful song, David and Tiffany Spencer, singing about we are one, and that is one in God. And guess what? We are one in each other.
We are one.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Coach Tamara J., Certified Coach Trainer, CEO and founder of the Empowerment Coaching Institute, speaker, radio host, counselor, and certainly a born-again believer of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest degree. I'm inviting everyone to join me on my new broadcast, the Life Coach Collective podcast, where you will be blessed in the engaging, encouraging, and uplifting biblical real-life conversations where my special guests will share their experiences, knowledge, strength, faith, and expertise on how God has manifested their life in a very special way. You can tune in to the Life Coach Collective podcast on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock p.m. noon Central Standard Time beginning July 13th, 2021. Visit me at CoachTamaraJ.com for more information, or if you want to be my special guest, you can contact me at my email, EmpowerYou@CoachTamaraJ.com. I'm also encouraging everyone to get a new copy of my book, My Love Prayer Journal, where we are sharing powerful prayer declarations to activate your faith and enrich your life, your relationship with God. You can purchase a copy of my book at CoachTamaraJ.com for the simple price of $14.95. And you are listening to The Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the fire of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to The Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you strength. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about The Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Beautiful, be wonderful, be spiritual, because God made you, and you can be a blessing to someone.
Yeah. When I look in the mirror, I think to myself, I'm thankful for another day that God gave me. He made me uniquely, like nobody else. He created someone special when he made me. He found me, he forgave me, restored me completely. And that's wonderful, that's beautiful. I've got to let it go. Be beautiful and be wonderful. Be spiritual and inside you, express yourself and let it go. Don't let nothing stop you. Spirit, take control. Here I am, Lord, use me. Let the whole world know.
Be wonderful.
Amen, amen. Mother God, D. Washington in the house. He said, man, be spiritual. Be thankful. Be who you are. And when we talk about being spiritual, all we're saying is just be who God proclaims you to be. Let that Spirit, Holy Spirit, God, move in you. Stop holding back. Stop resisting. Surrender to the will of God, and you will watch a beautiful transformation take place before your own very eyes. Because you know your story. You'll look at you and say, Lord Jesus, thank you. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I want to be, but thank God. I'm a long way from who I used to be, and it's only by the beautiful, beautiful grace of God. This is that segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I invite all you gifted and talented people that have a word to speak encouragement, optimism, revelation, inspiration into our minds, into our ears, our hearts, and our souls. Word of inspiration is for those of us that can always use a refreshing word of encouragement. We are surrounded sometimes by a world of negativity. It's in the media. It's in our neighborhood. Sometimes I have to say it, yeah, sometimes it's even in our homes, because the devil don't play fair. He'll use any and everyone he can. So with this Fire Gospel Experience opportunity, I present to you word of inspiration from Woman of God, radio host personality herself, talking about Woman of God, Kimberly Holiday. And the word of encouragement that she's going to share with us is, don't worry. Hallelujah. Don't do it.
Good morning and welcome back into the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. Again, I thank each of you for being intentional in your radio choice and for joining me for worship today. My name is Kimberly Holiday, and as I minister to you, I'm really ministering to myself. Today's topic is, what shall we fear? I don't know about you, but I've been experiencing quite a bit of anxiety, some days some depression, and many times a lot of fear, you know, but we can stand on the word of God. Romans 15 and 4 reminds us why. It says that whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us on how to live. That means that the scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. Not some things, but all things. That means depression, anxiety, and fear can be conquered. Amen. Hallelujah. Also in Matthew 11 and 28, we are reminded that all those who are heavy laden and weary can come to Christ for rest, because this is what he wants for us. I also want to read John 14 and 27. This is actually written in red in your Bible. Jesus said this. Amen. It is my prayer today that as I read, that the words will be understandable from the youngest to the oldest, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would definitely always be acceptable unto you, my God, my strength, and my Redeemer. Reading from the Passion Translation, John 14 and 27, it reads, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. I read to you John 14 and 27. Don't take my word for it. Go get in the word of God for yourself. Stay tuned right here. More gospel and inspirational favorites coming up. I'm Kimberly Holiday, and you're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional. Good morning, saints.
Amen. It's just like that. Y'all see how we do it? Amen. Woman of God. Talking about Kimberly Holiday. Philanthropist, published book author, motivational speaker, radio personality at KAZI 88.7 FM, the voice and soul of Austin. That young lady broadcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 a.m. in the morning till 7 a.m. You can catch her. Just go to KAZI 88.7. Just Google that bad boy and then click on, and you'll be able to catch her live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time for some good, good gospel music, as well as some wonderful, wonderful, joyful inspiration from that woman of God. She is the joy of Jesus. Amen. That's what it's all about. We got to find our place. We got to find who we are, where we are in Jesus, so we can be about the business of doing like man of God Charles Slayton. For he said, I made it. I can relate to that because guess what? I made it.
Come on now, somebody. Lift those hands in the air. Let's bless our God, the one who wants and needs to come.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, author, motivational speaker, and born-again believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who would speak life, love, and spiritual healing, deliverance, and growth into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 409-923-8077 or by email at sharinahendersonbooks@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to read my books, Be Free Indeed, and my latest release, Breaking Through Heartbreak, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and uplift. You can order my books at sharinahenderson.com or contact me directly for your autographed copies. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep in tune and into Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Can love me like you do. No other could love me like you. From the ashes you lifted up my head and gave me a shining crown. Jesus, your love, oh, I knew you
Didn't I tell y'all that that woman of God, Amor Wonder, is a sensational songbird of praise to our God? That was her singing A Wonder. That's right. And as you continue to walk with, submit to, obey the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ speaking through Holy Spirit God, guess what? You will be amazed at the wonder that you are becoming to your own self, not to speak of the people around you. And then most of all, God will look at you as a bouquet of blossoming, wonderful creation, as a floral arrangement that only He can design with our very souls. Sounds a woman of God, a more wonder, letting you know that it is a wonder. She is a wonder. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate the ministry, the work that you're doing. We are embracing for your spiritual thought from Romans 11:33 through 36 verses, where we're discussing who knew. Amen. I know I didn't know. I had to wonder. The Word of God says in Romans 11, verses 33 through 36, reading from the King James Version of the Bible, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, who among us as God's created beings can dare to say, I know God apart from His divine revelation and impartation? Whenever I hear someone say that God doesn't exist, or that God is dead, or God has created by man to enslave our minds into a certain submission, all that does is it lets me know that they have never queried to know God honestly, without their defensiveness, skepticisms, or antagonism. They have entered into conversations and discussions about God with a clouded and made-up mind to not believe no matter what. But, beloved, for those of us who have no more hostilities with and for God, who have been brought from the darkness of our own finite mind and born again into the awe and wonderment of God's holy truth, we are amazed at the deep, never-ending layer of the unfathomable mind of God. The more we learn and know only scratches the surface of how much more we need to know and need to learn. Verse 33 says, oh, the depth of the riches of both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. In knowing God, guess what? We have found the greatest treasure ever known and unknown. The very life, energy, and force that emboldens our soul and true self are enriched every moment that we dwell deeper into the plateaus of our God. His knowledge and the knowledge of Him feeds us in ways that nothing else and no one else could or can. His judgment and ways are the very life essence and essentials that embellishes our souls into the oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed for in John 17:21. He said that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me and I in Thee, that they may also be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me. Praise the Lord for encouraging words that just bless our souls. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about who knew from Romans 11, 33 through 36. Here's man of God, Charles Chris
Wesley. I just played Charles Lynn. Still got Brother Charles on my mind. Here's Brother Chris Wesley and Undignified Praise featuring Crystal Aiken with the marvelous thing that happens when we open up ourselves to know God.
So tonight we choose to give you glory, Jesus, because you're worthy of all of our worship, because you've done marvelous things for us. Come on, Crystal, help me sing.
More than I imagined, more than I deserved, every prayer you've answered, every cry you've heard. You've done marvelous things for me.
Is that your testimony? UDP, lift it up. Come on. So much more than I deserve.
You've answered.
Thank you.
You've done marvelous things for me.
What great lengths you've gone to show your love for me. Wrapped glory in flesh just to die on Calvary.
Fire. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man of God. Chris Wesley and the Undignified Praise featuring Crystal Aiken. Marvelous things he does, and we praise him in marvelous ways. We are embracing the thought, who knew? From Romans 11, 33 and 36, where Apostle Paul just broke out into a straight praise, giving God praise. He just was into his doctrinal lesson teachings, and then the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, just hit him and said, who can know the unsearchable knowledge, wisdom, and riches of God? Amen. I know one thing. I'm going to keep digging that treasure that is God's word until I get so full, I'm just going to be ready to go off into heaven. But there is one thought, one prayer that our Lord Jesus gave us. He said that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17 and 21. We're talking about who knew. So it is through our oneness in God that we are ever invited to follow on further into those unsearchable knowledges of God. I feel so sorry for people that would oppose a God of love, who has desired to know, live, and be with us as he created a kingdom where there's no evil, sickness, hate, or death. Even if heaven weren't real, and it truly is, I have beautiful souls waiting on me to come and be with them. That's where they are. The notion of a world where we love each other instead of hate, where the rich will share their riches for the abundant living for everyone is possible, where we protect, care, and love all people is a reality and world that I would always strive to be in. That would be heaven on earth that the Bible manifests. Verse 34 says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. The being of mankind, you know, we're so arrogant, we suppose that if we haven't discovered reason or hypothesized it, that it can't be real and is the reason for our dismissal. The arrogance of mankind will be the undoing of many souls to their own detriment. No one can know God apart from his divine invitation and revelation. God never needs any advice, second, third, fourth, and forever and ever opinion from anyone. Apart from what and who God created, there is no one and nothing else. But he alone is God. All by himself. In the persons of Father, Son, our Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit God. He talking about them who lives forever and evermore. And then finally, verse 36 says, for of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever, ever, and ever. Amen. Which inspired me to write one of my very first poems when the spirit of praise fell over me way back in 1996, entitled All in All. All that I am and all that I have belongs to the Holy One. All that I feel, all that I see and hear, all that I sense and realize are gifts from on high that my soul may delight in the beauty of the Lord. All of my family, all of my friends and strangers are from one seed created in the very image of God. All people, places, all nations and races, all creeds and colors, all tribes and gatherings shall one day acknowledge him, and the praises shall flow throughout eternity and shall not end. All the world and all the universe shall agree with all the heavens that all life and love and all joy and peace rest in the palm of his mighty hand. all present, past, and future are but a moment to the eternal one, who with loving patience waits for his flowers to blossom. All space and time, all manner of circumstance, all motion and change has made all evident to understand that apart from God, all is nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Amora Wonder. We're about to end this fire gospel experience with another one of her beautiful songs. Amen. She certainly blessed us. We will be blessed with "You're With Me" as we leave this fire gospel experience. Thank you so much, woman of God. We pray your continued success and love and labor in the ministry of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I want to leave you all with this final word. Whatever people we meet, we can learn from, whether what to do or what not to do. You all can always tune into my archives, Fire Gospel Experience Ministry on YouTube. Just put in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see all of my archives from the last 3 years that I've been blessed to be on Fire the Gospel Experience Ministry pop up, and you can share them with a friend, with a family member, or with somebody that you know could use some good godly inspiration. My broadcasts are also on Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and I'm blessed to be syndicated on 6 networks. I have 6 kingdom partners that blesses me and replays this fire gospel experience. Jerry Royce over at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Natalie Pages over at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio. Lavette Gillespie, Lady V over at Praise Him More Media. Pam Jones, The River and The Word Radio Station, Gospel Radio, as well as Falana Wilson at BFTM Production. And then finally, of course, Stephanie McDonald over at United Praise. I want to give shout-out and congratulations to her for winning the award of the Stellar Awards. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All of you beautiful people, I know it's coming for you, woman of God, Stephanie. I'm just speaking that into your life. But I know for a fact that God is able. If you'd like to make a donation to this Fire Gospel Experience Ministry, you can always send that donation to my Cash App, $RON Fire, $RON E Fire 60. And it will certainly be appreciated to keep this Fire Gospel Experience burning hot for Jesus. Amen. So until next time, you all be blessed in the Lord. I'm telling you, woman of God, Stephanie McDonald, I'm speaking that over your life. I already know there's a woman of God that is already celebrating, and we just love y'all in Jesus. So until next time, y'all be blessing the Lord. Let me leave y'all with this woman of God, Amora Wonder, letting y'all know that you are with me, dear God, and I want to acknowledge that, and I want to give you praise. So until next time, y'all be blessing the Lord Jesus. Amen.
The water won't overwhelm me. You're with me every step of the way. The waters won't overwhelm me. You're with me every step of the way.